This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez live here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. We've got a heck of a first hour planned for you. Megan Barth is going to be with us. We're going to be talking about Bill Clinton and the assault on women. And is it fair? You know, he's kind of been a rather cool. I guess he's expected the fallout, but it's really coming on a little bit stronger, I think, than even he expected. And liberals and Democrats are trying to circle their wagons and run interference a bit, but it's kind of tough to deny. And like I say, Megan Barth will have more on that. Also, great conversation with Craig Shirley coming up. Craig, of course, is an authority on Ronald Reagan, having lectured at the Reagan Library, visiting Reagan Scholar at Eureka College, member of the Board of Governors of the Reagan Ranch. He says Bill O'Reilly's book on killing Reagan is a pile of garbage, and he'll explain why. So that's coming up. Also, the conversation continues here in this country about gun control. Did the president help or hurt us? Did he further the conversation, or was it just more about him and his legacy? Listen to what he had to say.
Mark, I want to thank you. I still remember the first time we met, the time we spent together, the conversation we had. And that changed me. My hope earnestly has been that it would change the country. It wasn't the first time I had to talk to the nation in response to a mass shooting, nor would it be the last. The last time I met with Mark, which made me feel kind of bad, I was there with Gabby when she was still in the hospital. And we didn't think, and that visit right before Memorial, about an hour later, Gabby first opened her eyes. So I told him, and then I think of all the Americans who aren't as fortunate. And as I've said before, but I know the pain that she and her family have endured. Thursday, I'm going to hold a town hall meeting. My goal here, I'm not on the ballot again. I'm not looking to score some points. I think we can disagree. I want to be absolutely clear. I've said this over and over again. There's a ritual about this whole thing that I have to do. I believe in the Second Amendment. No matter how many times people try to twist my words, I taught constitutional law. I know a little bit. I get it. I also believe that we can find ways to reduce gun violence consistent with the Second Amendment. I reject that thinking. Now, I want to be clear. Congress still needs to act. We're also taking steps. We're going to hire more folks. We're going to bring an outdated background check system into the 21st century. But we also can't wait. There are actions within my legal authority that we can take to help reduce gun violence. Joe and I work together with our teams, and we put forward a whole series of executive action. But today we want to take it a step further. So let me outline what we're going to be doing. A lot of our work is why we made sure that the Affordable Care Act, we're going to invest $500 million. We're going to do everything we can. We're going to add 200 more ATF agents. We're going to require firearms dealers. We're working with advocates. And we're going to ensure that federal mental health records, we're going to do more to help those suffering from mental illness. We can continue to destigmatize a missing tablet, which happens to me often. The older I get. We're going to boost gun safety. The rest of us, we all have to be just as passionate. We have to be just as organized. I hope that more retailers, I make this point because every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad. It won't happen during my presidency. That's what we're doing today, and tomorrow we should do more, and we should do more the day after that. And if we do, we'll leave behind a nation that's stronger than the one we inherited.
What, now, what was it? About 72 times he said, I? 76 times he says I in this short response. I mean, just unbelievable that so much can get lost in translation. Kind of like my grandson said to me, he said, Papa, why don't they just enforce the laws? I said, exactly. What is the issue here? I mean, the issue is the morality of man. Hey, you give immoral people guns, then we got problems. And, as we talked about yesterday, and of course, this discussion will continue is that when it gets bad enough, then we look to the government to be that heavy hand of the law to come in and straighten things out. And they're straightening out the mess that they themselves created to begin with. Well, stay with us, America. We've got more coming up on Bill Martinez Live, 4 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
that? Well, hello, America. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. Good to have you along with us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. With us right now is the proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, the one and only Megan Barth. Still out of Las Vegas you are these days, huh?
I am. I'm surviving a monsoon that we're having right now.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, we need some water on the West Coast, but sometimes, you know, we go from dry to way too much. Can we manage the spigot a little bit here?
Yeah, that would be kind.
Yes, exactly. Hey, I want to talk to you. You have been such an advocate for women, and I know that this situation with President Clinton has galled you. I mean, it amazes me, Megan, frankly, that he even is part of the discussion. You know, his wife says that she's going to, you know, talk to him about the economy. If you remember correctly, early on in his administration, the trajectory of his economic ideas were an absolute disaster. And it wasn't until Newt Gingrich with a contract in America and the bipartisan push from the other side, the takeover of Congress by the Republicans, that really made the economy work. If she needs to consult with anybody, it might be Newt Gingrich and some of the other side, you know, the GOP during that era that really saved her husband's presidency.
Well, as did the Internet, but Al Gore invented that.
Well, of course, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gall by which this woman is operating in her quest for more power to secure the highest office in the world as the leader of the free world is astonishing. She has believed that she can lie her way to the top, and it's proven to be a successful tactic for her, as it has been a successful tactic of Bill Clinton. You cannot separate Hillary from Bill, as you cannot separate Bill from Hillary.
Exactly.
So I'm tired of the narrative that's being generated by those on the left that believe or want us to believe that Bill is not running for president, has nothing to do with the Hillary Clinton administration. Well, history shows otherwise, that they worked in tandem as the bimbo eruptions began and the Monica Lewinsky scandal erupted, that they worked in a coordinated effort with the likes of Sidney Blumenthal in a war room that was designed to purposely smear, attack, intimidate, humiliate, discredit, and target the women that were accusing Bill Clinton of serious allegations of sexual abuse, sexual assault, and sexual harassment.
Yeah, how does she stand before women and say that she's a fighter for women's causes when she has this so blatantly sticking out in her history? And meanwhile, the left is questioning whether or not it's fair game to go after Bill Clinton on this issue. And to your point, Bill Clinton on several occasions made it clear to everybody that, you know, with him, they got two for the price of one, suggesting that it was he and Hillary as a co-presidency.
Well, that's correct. And on the day that he admitted, or excuse me, on the day that he denied the affair to the American public on nationalized television, I recall it quite vividly. Mm. And the unfortunate thing is that many young women weren't around at the time to understand what was going on in the era of the Clinton dynasty. Hillary Clinton is able to position herself as a champion of women because the champion of women on the left are the likes of the women of Lena Dunham, who referred to her sister as a rape toy, Gloria Steinem, who encouraged women to get down on their knees like Monica Lewinsky and give a presidential BJ, to put on their presidential knee pads and thank Bill Clinton for keeping their sacred cow of abortion alive and in front. And because of the war room and because of the Clintons' coordinated attacks against these women, they truly discredited these women and ruined these women's lives.
Exactly. And it amazes me just how exposed they are. And that's one thing about this argument that is taking place in the public square today, Megan, is that people need to open their eyes. I mean, the thing is, I remember, as you did, when the scandal was breaking, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, we're talking a young woman with desires to understand the government. She ends up at the White House. And she's being manipulated by the President of the United States at a time, Megan, when this country was on high alert for, you know, any kind of abuse, workplace abuse that was going on. And Clinton, Bill Clinton gets a free pass. In fact, I want you to hear this galling remark. I mean, this blew me away from Joy Behar. Listen to this.
Yes, Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, and they say that he either exposed himself to them, raped them, or groped them. Again, these are three accusations.
This has nothing to do with Hillary running for president.
No, it doesn't.
It has nothing to do with
Hillary.
Well, he's denied,
doesn't it?
He's denied all of those.
It puts her in a bind.
How?
On the other hand, it's her policies that really matter.
Yeah.
Like, Republicans have voted against the Violence Against Women Act. Now, that to me is more important than anything that Bill Clinton did or didn't do, because it's what she's going to vote for, how she's going to lead the country, that matters more than that.
It's also
On the other hand, he is a dog. Let's face it. Teddy Kennedy. Remember Chappaquiddick? Am I the oldest person in
no,
the world?
I remember that.
Okay. Chappaquiddick. I mean, a girl drowns and he abandons her and he drowned. And women still voted for Teddy Kennedy. Why?
True.
Because he voted for women's rights. That's why. That's the bottom line of it, in my opinion. I mean, I don't like either one of them, to tell you the truth. Teddy or Bill. But they're both dogs, as far as I'm concerned. But I still will vote for Bill Clinton because he votes in my favor.
Amazing, huh? That's the bottom line. That, you know, she basically says, you know, I don't care if he's a rapist, if he's a liberal, hey, he's my guy.
Yeah, and that does not. That is a very familiar response as it was in the 1990s. You know, as a young woman, I'm watching this unfold. And Monica and I are similar in age. Mm-hmm. And I was just completely taken aback and shocked at the abuse of power that I was witnessing from the Oval Office against the young intern. Mm-hmm. Pure sexual harassment. And when a outraged liberal feminist in April of 1998 by the name of Marjorie Williams, she actually shared my shock and awe, and she gave us the historical perspective in an article she entitled and published in Vanity Fair called Lowering the Bar, Clinton and Women. She got quotes from a variety of feminist women of the time, and they all said similar things to Joy Behar. Feminist Majority Foundation President Eleanor Sneal said, "We're trying to think of a bigger picture. Think about what's best for women." According to feminist writer Anne Royce, it would be a great pity, if the Democratic Party is damaged by this. That's been my response from the very beginning. I just wanted to close my eyes and wished it go away. They didn't have safe spaces back in the 90s, like they do on college campuses across the country,
exactly,
whereby if a girl is strapping a mattress to her back or blaming a whole entire fraternity on rape, the feminists get behind them right away.
Megan, we've got to go to break. Megan Barth is with us.
More solution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez. Program, Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 after the top of the hour. Our conversation continues with Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of BreganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. Megan, I want to give you an opportunity, because we had to cut it off a little bit at the break, you know, to kind of wrap up, you know, your perspective. I mean, you've got definitive, and it's just not about emotions. I think this is a serious issue that needs to be addressed in our country today. Either we're going to stand for some sort of moral background or a backbone, or we're not.
Well, either we're going to carry ourselves with dignity,
mm-hmm.
and have some standards than the ones that are continually lowered by the left. I'm tired of women being portrayed as victims, then being used as tools by the left to portray themselves as victims through lobbying false allegations of rape due to an expanded civil rights department in the Title IX division of the Obama administration, and I write about this extensively. And you have a whole generation of women who are being led by leftist progressive women who are asking these women to again get on their knees for Bill.
Mm.
And I find it disgusting.
Well, Megan, you mentioned this earlier about your perspective in looking at Monica Lewinsky, and I think everybody saw what happened there from a different perspective. You saw it as a peer. Here's somebody in your peer group going through this, and I saw it as a father looking at his daughter, and I felt for Mr. Lewinsky and the parents of Monica, because that was my heart at that time, and it broke for what their parents must have been going through and thinking, here it is, you know, probably very proud that their daughter, you know, was in the Oval Office, but little did they know to what degree. So it was an interesting perspective, and I think that this perspective went around the country, and I think it's underestimated the impact that it really carries even to this day across America, in spite of the Joey Behars and other, you know, liberal women that are willing to write this off as just, kind of a workplace, non-victimized crime or something of some sort that they can, kind of bury what happened, because after all, you know, Bill was just so great with the economy. You know, he gets a, we have to forgive him because he was such a great president in their eyes.
Well, and they've never apologized, because apologizing would admit some sort of fault.
Mm.
So they have no accountability in the sexual harassment, in the ruining of lives, in the creation of the war room to specifically destroy these women. They have no accountability or responsibility for that. And history shows, and this is why they don't want this talked about, because people like me and people like you and the people that did grow up in that generation remember the betrayal that we felt, not only by the administration, but for me as a young woman, by the women's groups like NOW that fell in dead silence.
Exactly. Well, Megan, the other thing that a lot of people forget is Bill Clinton was disbarred. He's no longer an attorney. He lost his license because of this. And the rest of the country just moves on. And again, we have this divide that has occurred and is occurring. And you write about it, not you, but you have a guest columnist at ReaganBaby.com that talks about the worlds apart. And these are this disparate worldviews that are operating in this country today.
Well, that's right. You know, I've been fortunate enough with the popularity of Reagan Baby and its continued success to attract some new contributors. And one of the contributors I have is actually a peer of mine from high school named David Goldschmidt. And David and I were both raised right outside Chicago. We grew up in, humble means. We grew up during the era of Reagan and Clinton. And he understands the progressive worldview as much as I do, if not, I would say, better. he's got a fantastic way of writing and explaining the differences in these worldviews. The progressive collectivist view, positioning groups of people against each other to portray us as not only victims, but as adversaries.
Exactly.
And then you have a conservative point of view, which relies not on the collective, but the individual, where the individual is empowered by inalienable rights, not from grants, not from rights granted to him or her by government.
Exactly.
But the rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness in a free society, so that the individual can rise, and thereby the collective would rise. So these points of view are often overshadowed by the hyperbole that is generated in the attacks, and I would charge that specifically come from the left, because they want to silence our views by calling us racist, homophobes, and sexist. And when they lobby charges of sexism, especially Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, against someone on a GOP side, whether it be Cruz or Trump or what have you, it falls on my deaf ears, because the true sexist is the one that's hurling the accusation.
Don't you find that to be the case all the time?
Well,
I mean, it's like
the definition of hypocrisy. It is
exactly
projection of standards that you are unable or willing to meet. Liberals have set such low standards for society, but such high standards for their rivals. They don't have any accountability to those standards that they set for others.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Megan, give me a list of victories that the Liberal Party and liberal perspective has brought to America. It has brought more divisiveness in these last 8 years than I can ever remember in my lifetime. I mean, yes, we have heated and passionate conversations. This is the benefit of the First Amendment right, what our founding fathers and all their wisdom have given us. But it has been rather distorted when the point of argument now is if you agree with me, you're welcome, you know, to the public square. You get a voice. You can talk. But if you disagree, we're going to use the heavy hand of the law in order to invalidate you and keep you out of the conversation. This is, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, is why 7 out of 10 Americans say that we are on the wrong track. We're unhinged because we are not the United States. We are the un-United States of America right now.
Well, this is directly a consequence of the leadership of the Barack Obama administration. Everything starts at the top.
Yes.
When you have a president that comes out in early 2014 to announce his expansion of Title IX, he stated this on TV: to make real progress against sexual assault, American culture must change. Young men need to recognize sexual violence and be outraged by it. Every young man in America needs to feel some strong peer pressure in terms of how they are supposed to behave and treat women. So the American culture is a racist culture. The American culture is a misogynistic culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a violent culture, and that's been preached to us for 8 years.
Well, and it was preached to him for 20 years under Jeremiah Wright. So are you surprised?
Yeah, or Frank Thomas Marshall or his father or
exactly.
Any
well, yeah, all the way back.
Himself with.
Exactly. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Go to her website, ReaganBaby.com, for more information and stay up to date. Megan, as always, great to have you with us. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Just one of the many resources on how you can join Bill Martinez Live. You can get us on TuneIn Radio and download the app and anywhere your smartphone is. Hey, we're right alongside with you every Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. Great to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez at just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, I found it quite interesting. Once again, the question comes up. Chris Matthews, he is like a dog on a bone regarding the question. He's still trying to figure out what the difference between a Democrat and a socialist is. He talked to the head of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She was very confused and flustered by the whole thing. And he figures, okay, I've got Hillary Clinton in front of me. Let's ask Hillary. Hey, what is the difference between Democrats and socialists? Listen to her response.
Okay, last question. We're running out of time. I want to try to help you for this audience tonight, our audience, locate yourself politically in this country. Now, we have Trump out there, and we have Bernie out here. Now, Bernie calls himself a socialist. Nobody uses a derogatory term anymore. He loves to have that label. He's never ran as a Democrat. He runs against Democrats up there in Vermont. You're a Democrat. I'd say you're a pretty typical Democrat in the tradition of the Democratic Party. And Humphrey, the rest of them, Scoop. Not even Scoop, I'd say Mondale. You're somewhere in there. What's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat?
Well,
is that a question you want to answer, or would you rather not?
Well, you'd have to ask.
Well, see, I'm asking you. You're a Democrat. He's a socialist. Would you like somebody to call you a socialist? I wouldn't like somebody calling me a socialist.
But I'm not one.
Okay. Well, what's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat?
Well, I can tell you what I am. I am a progressive Democrat. I'm a progressive Democrat.
How's that different than a socialist?
Who likes to get things done and who believes that we are better off in this country when we're trying to solve problems together, getting people to work together. There will always always be strong feelings, and I respect that from, you know, the far right, the far left, libertarians, but whoever it might be. We need to get people working together. We got to get the economy fixed. We got to get all of our problems, you know, really tackled. And that's what I
think the difference is. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz wouldn't answer the question either. I asked her because I know politically you have to keep together the center left and the left has to work together. I know all that. Let me ask you about working together. You gave a nice.
Well, that was Chris Matthews and Hillary Clinton, and I'm not sure how Chris makes the determination that somehow Hillary Clinton is mainstream Democrat, which then she comes back and says, I'm a progressive Democrat. Well, Ariel Cohen is with us. She's a political reporter for the Washington Examiner. Ariel, help me understand. Did she explain the difference? And then she threw in another one and said, well, you don't quite understand what a socialist is, but I'm going to give you a new term, progressive Democrat. She's kind of been using that as a shield, and I'm not even sure that that made sense either. Did it help? Did it clear things up for you?
I mean, what Hillary Clinton was doing there is not unexpected at all. She doesn't want to be isolating this far left group of the Democratic Party, which has been growing and growing with Bernie Sanders' candidacy, and his campaign has sort of pushed her campaign to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hillary Clinton used to be a bit more of a centrist, something we all know, but she never has identified as socialist. And many people think she probably never will. So when asked, is she a socialist, which is basically saying, are your views in line with Bernie Sanders? She's not going to say yes. But she also really doesn't want to say no, because if she says no, a lot of those Democrats who are deciding between the two of them might say, oh, she's not what I stand for. I don't want to vote for her.
Yeah. Well, some of this nuance, progressive, socialist, I mean, really, it comes down to, I guess for most people out there, you know, across the country, are you a big government person or are you a small government person?
Exactly. And this whole, I'm a progressive who likes to get things done, is a line that Hillary Clinton has used repeatedly on the campaign trail. In the town hall meeting last night, she told voters to, when they're voting in the Democratic primary, to look at somebody who would be viable in the general election, which is basically what she's saying when she says, I'm a progressive who likes to get things done, because Bernie Sanders is very much a progressive and much further to the left than she is on a lot of issues. But she's saying, look at my record, look at how much more time I've put in my accomplishments in comparison to him. And she's trying to say, yes, I'm a progressive like Sanders is, but I'm also a progressive who get stuff done, who puts in the time. So she's trying to draw a contrast there and have those Sanders voters maybe look at her a bit more favorably.
But what has she gotten done on behalf of we the people? That's my question. I mean, she's gotten a lot done for the Clinton Foundation, got a lot done for compromising our national security with the email scandal, got a lot done in confusing the Benghazi issue, of course, which is going to come full center here with, you know, the new movie coming out next week, which is a follow-up to the book. Wow. I mean,
that comes out just before the caucus.
Well, and you knew it was going to, I mean, it wasn't like we weren't warned. I mean, we knew that this was the timeline of when this movie was going to be released. We've been saying this for months, that here it is, you know, it's the slow drip of emails. And then I don't know if this is the actual death nail, but I think it is the clear divide that's going to happen in this country. People are going to look at that movie and just say, she is unfit. There's just no way you can get me to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I mean, it'll be interesting how successful that movie is, how many people go and see it. Now, what you were saying before about how, where is her record of accomplishment, that is that's the trope that the Sanders campaign is trying to really emphasize. I mean, Sanders has been in the Senate for a long time and, you know, has been effective in, not the most effective senator out there, but he's gotten things done in his own right. So they're trying to say, look at Hillary Clinton's numerous failures and try and see the difference. The problem is that the Sanders campaign is trying to run this positive campaign. They don't really want to go negative, so they haven't been attacking Hillary Clinton as hard as they honestly could be. And if they were to do that, maybe they would be able to gain more Clinton Democrats.
Well, and I think that this is what Donald Trump is hoping for. He looks at the way she's postured, that he's going to clobber her with the money that he has, you know, fine, you know, she's able to get through and get the nomination, and that's assuming that, you know, this FBI investigation doesn't come to fruition, and, you know, she ends up in a different place than being part of the electoral process. You know, say somehow she survives. I mean, Donald Trump is licking his chops here because she is so vulnerable. I mean, even as a senator, what did she accomplish as a senator of New York, which, you know, a lot of people in New York refer to her as Madam Carpetbagger.
That's funny. Yes, it's true. A lot of Donald Trump is ready to attack her on the record, and trust me, he will. But Hillary Clinton will be ready to fire back at him in a lot of ways. I mean, Donald Trump, a part of what attracts people to him is his oftentimes obnoxious, very loud rhetoric, and she will be able to gain the vote of everyone who's sort of turned off by that, which is a large part of the voter population. But a contest between the two of them in the general would be very dramatic and very feisty, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm. Well, 8 years of President Obama will probably end up at $21 trillion in debt. The country, in its early ambitions with his election in 07, had hoped upon hope the first black president would unite this country. And he has been divisive from day one. You know, we were talking about this earlier with Megan Barth. I mean, it started with Obamacare. He had a chance to bring both sides together, but, you know, just like he's so frustrated now that he doesn't want to talk to anybody, he'd much rather use his pen and his phone. Well, that's, I mean, you're there in Washington. You know how Washington works. You have a good idea now as to how it works and, of course, why it's so dysfunctional. But when Washington works, it's when both sides are together. When you look back and, you know, Hillary wants to talk about the successes of Bill Clinton. Well, the successes of Bill Clinton really happened when it was a bipartisan effort with Newt Gingrich and the Republican Congress coming together, and they've been able, you know, together were able to work, you know, a solution for this country.
Exactly. And every president we've had has sort of been pushing the edge on this, you know, having more executive action, being more of a single actor, a little bit. And then President Obama really pushed it much further than every president has before, and he hasn't
No question.
Across partisan lines as much as other
people. Well, Ariel, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Ariel Cohen from the Washington Examiner on Bill Martinez Live. It's 19 before the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. I am Bill Martinez. More information, BillMartinezLive.com. That is the address. And if you want to drop me an email, I always love hearing from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Craig Shirley is with us, president of Shirley & Bannister PR, political commentator, author of best-selling works concerning U.S. history, such as December 1941, 31 Days That Changed America and Saved the World, the Ronald Reagan books, Rendezvous with Destiny, Reagan's Revolution, and The Last Act. Craig, as always, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Thank you, Bill, very much.
Hey, interesting times. I want to reflect a bit on one Ronald Reagan, only because, boy, I'll tell you, if this country ever needed a Ronald Reagan, it is now. When you think back, what was happening, pre-Ronald Reagan with our country rather confused, kind of dancing around some socialistic ideas and social engineering that somehow just could not work. And then you have a no-nonsense, very practical man who comes to the front here, fighting the establishment tooth and nail. He comes with a conservative perspective that he just had the utmost of confidence in, that says, look, I'll fall on my sword for conservative values.
Right, right. It is interesting. History sometimes, I don't know if history repeats itself, but it does seem to reflect closely with previous generations, going back to 1800, with the fight between Jefferson and Adams over the view of government, with the fight between Lincoln and Douglas over the view of government. So, and again, once again, we're having the same kind of debate over the view of the power of the individual versus the power of the state.
And Craig, I know you feel the same way as I do. I have no problem with positive dynamic tension. And by that, I mean that you have to be able to allow for those sides to have a reasonable debate,
yeah,
and come to a reasonable decision. But when you have the heavy hammer of government imposing themselves in social engineering matters, that's when we get ourselves in trouble.
Exactly. We've seen it before where government has come close. The election of 1800, where you had the Anti-Sedition Acts, where newspaper editors were imprisoned for criticizing the U.S. government. Imagine just a few years after the American Revolution, which was about throwing off the heavy hand of royal government, once again is confronting the heavy hand of government. Abraham Lincoln imprisoned newspaper editors who wrote editorials that he didn't like. Woodrow Wilson had his own own version of the Anti-Sedition Acts, which prohibited people from speaking out against their government. We haven't gone that far yet, but we can see the light at the end of the tunnel is not good about, once again, government coming down too heavy on the individual's right to free speech.
May not necessarily be a light. It may be a train, Craig, as they say.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm telling you, it's amazing, especially in light of what's happening with the Internet. You know, a radio show like ours. I mean, we are very independent. We're not beholden to anybody. And I'm grateful for that. In 270 markets, we're around the world now via shortwave as well.
And how many times have we seen Congress advance legislation that was under, you know, that was couched under in the most comfortable, easy terms to understand, but was designed to shut down talk radio?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And there it is. You know, our First Amendment, I mean, everybody's looking at the Second Amendment, but don't forget that even though they're saying they have nothing up their sleeves, they have something up their sleeves, don't they?
Anytime you have too much concentration of power, we've seen this over 200 years, and now we see it with Obama in the White House, inevitably leads to corruption and the diminution of personal freedom. We saw it with George W. Bush, where the national government had too much power, corporate America had too much power, so they conspired, you know, to steal $100 million out of the backside of average, you know, taxpaying Americans to pay off the banks for their malfeasance and corruption. And to this date, I don't think there's ever been an investigation by the Justice Department, by Congress, by the New York State Attorney General's office, into what you know, shenanigans that Wall Street was up to, and back during the last year of the Bush administration. So it's endemic. It's historic. It is as true as anything in the world, is that corruption ultimately leads to or big government, big corporations ultimately lead to corruption.
Yeah, and you want to make sure if you're corrupt, you want to do it with government, not like Bernie Madoff. Because you sit in jail and you look at what's happening outside and you're going, well, what's up with this?
How is he special? That's right. Why'd they single out me?
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, as you say, Craig, there's so much to be understood and to look in the rearview mirror and, you know, consider Ronald Reagan's administration. And here we are, deja vu once again. And candidates, we might say even Donald Trump, could learn a lot from what Ronald Reagan did.
Absolutely. You know, Trump only has part of the equation correct. You know, he's doing well now, but really it's not with a Reagan-esque message, because Reagan didn't believe in, you know, in personally insulting his opponents. He had opponents, political opponents. He sometimes made fun of them, light fun of them, but he never got personal. Trump understands the argument, but he doesn't have really the music that Ronald Reagan understood. And Ronald Reagan was, of course, advancing an idea that had come into fruition, you know, with the American Revolution, about the power of the citizenry over the power of the government. And he was trying to reassert the power of the citizenry that had been, you know, diminishing ever since the time of the New Deal.
Mm-hmm. And I think therein lies the difference, and you said it just right, Craig, and that is that Ronald Reagan had a heart for the everyman of America.
No doubt about it. Donald Trump,
without a doubt, I mean, he understands business, he understands how things work, but in terms of his motivation, if, you know, push comes to shove, he doesn't quite, at least I'm not catching it anyway.
No, I'm not
either.
But
what I'm seeing is that he doesn't catch the heart of middle America.
Well, I think he understands half the equation, but he doesn't understand the other half. You know, that time in high school physics when I didn't fall asleep, I remember the teacher saying power could neither be destroyed nor created. It could only be moved around. Mm. And as we both know, power was moving from the citizenry to Washington, to national government, from the time of 1932 up until 1980. Reagan reversed the tide and started sending power back to the states and localities and ultimately the individual, because that's where the framers and the founders intended it to be. And Reagan understood this intellectually, understood this at the very core of his being, that power should reside with the individual, not with the corrupt nation state.
Well,
Trump
yeah.
only understands that power is corrupting, but he doesn't understand the music of the individual and the song of personal freedom.
And how it works in the context of our U.S. Constitution, I think one of the most brilliant documents ever created by man in this modern era. And, you know, it works when it is it's guided towards we the people. Ronald Reagan understood that. Other people give it lip service, but they're not willing to, as Ronald Reagan was willing to do, take a vote for us on our behalf.
Reagan understood both the Declaration and the Constitution at the very core of his being, and it's not a coincidence that the preamble to both are etched on the walls at the Reagan Library out in Simi Valley, California, because he really took them to heart, really intellectualized them, really believed in the power of we the people over the versus national government.
Craig, you've been quite a student of one Ronald Reagan, and you know, so much now is being written. You've written a lot about him. You've gone deep, and there's, you know, certainly with this latest book, Killing Reagan, by O'Reilly. Can you clear up some of the myths here? Because O'Reilly is
I don't think I have enough time. But
let's just take a couple, okay?
Sure.
Pick one. Go ahead.
Reagan was, after the assassination, never recovered and sat up in the West Wing private residence and watched soap operas for 7.5 years, and that Nancy ran the White House, which is patently ludicrous. It is that not only have I written critically of Killing Reagan, which could also be called Killing Facts or Killing the Truth, is that Reagan's Secretary of State, George Shultz, wrote a piece in the New York Times critical of Killing Reagan. Ed Meese and John Highbush, Ed Meese is former Attorney General, John Highbush, the head of the Reagan Library and Foundation, have both written critically about this book. His political director, Frank Donatelli, his chief speechwriter, Ben Elliott, his legal counsel, A.B. Caldehouse, all these people and more have come out publicly against Killing Reagan, saying it is a pack of lies, it is a tissue of lies, it is worse than useless because it creates a false narrative that historians now have to take out the shovels and go back and clean up the mess that he's created, which is exactly what George Will wrote in two columns. He said that Bill O'Reilly has created a mess of history.
Wow. That is profound, because O'Reilly would see himself as one to document history and
not at
to
all.
Get this
There's no documentation whatsoever. He says document. It's a falsehood. It's a patent lie. Mm-hmm. There's no, you know, you go to the back of the book and there's no documentation. There's no index. There's no bibliography. There's no list of people interviewed. There's no, it's just basically, it's made up, I think, because frankly, Bill O'Reilly is a social climber, and what better way to climb Manhattan society than to write a book trashing Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, exactly. What about Nancy's influence? Give us perspective on that.
Well, it wasn't anything like O'Reilly suggested it was. She was, you know, his soulmate, his friend. They'd been married together by the time he passed away for 53, 54 years. She was his protector. But did he ask her about, you know, SALT II or tax cuts or whether or not to invade Grenada? No, he didn't ask her that stuff.
Right.
And O'Reilly intimates otherwise. Is that he says that Nancy was the gatekeeper to who got in the Oval Office to see Ronald Reagan, which is patently false. She had nothing to do with his schedule. She had nothing to do with his cabinet appointments. On rare occasions, he might ask her opinion. On rare occasions, she might offer her opinion, but as if she was some type of Lady Macbeth, you know, conniving and manipulating behind the scenes. It's just wrong.
Just didn't happen. Craig Shirley, president of Shirley and Bannister PR, political commentator, author of best-selling works concerning U.S. history. Craig, as always, great to have your perspective. Thank you for, you know, for being a part of the show. Appreciate it.
You bet, Bill.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.